7:44 here on WDEL. All right, and thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Peter MacArthur. State of Delaware's Department of Finance has been collaborating with The Precisionists. That is a Wilmington-based organization focused on employment for adults with disabilities. They are joining forces on a really kind of neat project, I think, and joining us to talk about it from the Delaware Division of Revenue is Jennifer Hudson, and Ernie Dionystasis is with The Precisionists. Guys, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Ernie, can
good
you
morning.
Hear me? There
good
you
morning.
Go, Ernie. Hi. Hey, Ernie, why don't we do this? Let's start with you so you can tell us a little bit about what the Precisionists is all about.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete. We are an IT and business administrative services company that performs projects and provides resources to large companies in order to get meaningful work done and help them with their objectives. However, an important part of the design of our company is our workforce, and we have made a commitment and employ a large percentage of our workforce are individuals with developmental disabilities like autism. And these folks, we prepare them and they do fantastic work. And we're so excited about having this partnership with the State of Delaware Department of Finance.
I mentioned along with Ernie, we have Jennifer Hudson, Director of the Division of Revenue. And Jennifer, how does the Precisionists come to your attention?
Well, the Secretary of Finance and Ernie have worked together in the GEAR project, and they came in and they gave us a proposal, and they walked through our operations and provided us with some insight as to the areas in which they thought that some of their personnel would fit well. And we worked together to figure out the best place to create this pilot program for the Division of Revenue and the Precisionists together.
So, Ernie, there were enough areas within the Division of Revenue that you could kind of find your wheelhouse in terms of what the Precisionists does to then
yes.
become part of a collaboration. Yeah?
Absolutely, Pete. And Jen can give you more better insight into that specifically in her terms of the work we're doing, but it is we typically look for our roles, you know, the type of work where there's repeatable process, accuracy is important, you can follow, you know, checklists or scripts, and so we were able to achieve that together by working with Jen and her team to come up with the right areas to pilot the program in.
So, Jennifer, within the pilot program then, what types of work, as far as the Division of Revenue is concerned, will people from the Precisionists be doing for you?
So we actually have four people from the Precisionists, four people with disabilities from the Precisionists, and then a manager who currently are working on processing tax returns. And I want to just focus on two of the things that Ernie just said, that they look for things where there's a repeatable process, and obviously every tax return, while it has different information and the taxpayers complete them differently, the underlying concepts are the same, and so it's a very repeatable process. And we want there to be accuracy and consistency in how everything is done, and this allows us to utilize the Precisionist personnel to effectively process tax returns. And we have two processing business license applications, renewals, and other business-related returns, and then we have two that are helping us in our personal income tax return processing area.
It's brilliant. I mean, I just love the partnership and what it's all about. Ernie, you mentioned that the Precisionists has made it a mission, I guess, if you will, to help autistic adults be constructive, employed, and such. How come? Why was that such a priority?
Well, a great question, Peter. These individuals historically have been 75 to 80% underemployed or unemployed. Underemployed meaning they're not doing any, you know, skills, activities that even come close to tapping into their talent, or that they're only working part-time or unemployed. And so we realized that if you prepare these individuals properly for the workplace, and we go through a whole process to get them ready for work, including a three to four week assessment and workforce preparation, and as well as giving them technical skills, That, combined with working with great organizations like the Division of Revenue, who are very willing to work with us on this, what we realize is these individuals outperform most anybody out there. But they have to be positioned for success, and that's what we do. Is we will work together with our customers to position them for success, and we get them ready for the workplace.
Jennifer, what is the length of this work? You mentioned that it's a personal income tax return processing. Is it for a few months, or how's it mapped out so far?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because one of the things that we talked about when we were talking about what areas to bring these people into was what areas we need people consistently throughout the year, because right. The idea was not to make this be a part-time thing, but to create a program that allowed them to be employed throughout the year and on an ongoing basis. And so we receive over 600,000 personal income tax related returns a year. And our staff is actually pretty small. We only have somewhere between 12 and 15 people who process all those returns. So the precisionists have allowed us to supplement that group, and they'll help us with processing throughout the year. And we receive returns all year long, some late returns, amended returns. So this is actually seen as an opportunity for us to continue to employ them on an ongoing basis. Same thing with business licenses. People start new businesses throughout the year, and so we receive these returns every day. And so, again, it continues to be something that we can keep them employed on an ongoing basis.
Yeah. And we've used the term pilot program here, Jennifer. Is there a litmus test element to this? In other words, you know, it's a first opportunity in this kind of a thing in terms of a partnership. Do you know, if it goes well, do you look at maybe expanding, or am I putting the cart before the horse right now?
Well, I think that it did go well. We started with only three people. We had two working in the business side and one on the personal income tax side. And notwithstanding COVID, we actually brought a second person in for the personal income tax side in July to help augment the staffing in that area. And I think that we will continue to look for opportunities where we can bring people in from the precisionists where we think that they're really going to provide us with some additional assistance, and if over time, and I think too, this is something that Ernie has indicated to me in the past, that if over time an opportunity arises where these people could become state employees, that's even better, because yeah. Then instead of being part of just the precisionists, they become a state employee and they're contributing to the state workforce as well. So over time, it may be that we move in that direction. But absolutely, we're always looking for opportunities where we can diversify our workforce.
So Ernie, we hear about what this does for the Division of Revenue and the workload they have. I'd like to quick, though, address the pride issue before we go. I think that's pretty important. You know, you talk to your workforce, your people, about taking on this work. I mean, the pride must be kind of through the roof when they realize the importance of the tasks they're taking on here.
Not only are they doing meaningful work and helping Jennifer and her team with the important work that they're providing for the citizens of Delaware, but these individuals, remember, 75 to 80% historically under or unemployed, they now have a career.
Yeah.
They're doing this work, and what ends up happening is lots of other great things start happening too. People start getting their, only 25% of people on the autism spectrum drive. They begin wanting to go and get their driver's license. Mm-hmm. They begin to go out and get their first apartment and get out of their parents' basement. Confidence has a huge impact on people, whether right. You're neurotypical or neurodiverse, and we're seeing just wonderful outcomes through this program.
Wonderful. Good stuff. Jennifer Hudson, Director of the Division of Revenue, Ernie Deonastasis from the Precisionists, and a team effort here to help out the Division of Revenue with its work and also help out some of the people the Precisionists work with to get them gainful and productive employment. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on and sharing it with us. Appreciate that.